This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden signed the $1 trillion infrastructure bill into law Monday before a celebratory crowd on the White House lawn. About 800 invited guests were on hand. President Biden called for better and more honest communications between the United States and China during a virtual call with Chinese President Xi Jinping. During the V call, Biden said the U.S. opposes unilateral efforts to change the status quo or undermine peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait. It should be noted the two did not discuss anything involving COVID-19. 67-year-old Steve Bannon turned himself in and appeared before a judge to face criminal contempt charges for defying a subpoena from Congress' January 6th committee. Bannon did not enter a plea Monday and is due back in court on Thursday. After the court proceedings, Mr. Bannon said he will be taking on the Biden regime in fighting the charges. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The state of Ohio is going after the company formerly known as Facebook.
The Ohio Attorney General is suing Meta, the company formerly known as Facebook. Dave Yost filing the lawsuit against the social media giant for securities fraud, claiming it misled the public on how its algorithm was controlled. The lawsuit says from April 29th to October 21st of this year, the company and its senior executives misled the public about negative effects its products have on the health and well-being of children. Yo saying instead of looking out for children and weeding out online trolls, Facebook created misery and divisiveness for profit. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
San Francisco Police Sergeant Davin Cole was charged last week with second-degree robbery after being arrested earlier this month for allegedly robbing a Rite Aid in San Mateo, California. Cole's lawyer says his client has been dealing with an opioid addiction. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The city council in Oroville, California, overwhelmingly voted to declare the city a constitutional republic city to protect its citizens' rights in light of federal and state mandates. The resolution passed in a 6-1 vote on November 2nd. Oroville Vice Mayor Scott Thompson tells Fox News what this means.
We've been resisting with the mandates as they've been coming. You know, we have been following some regarding masks with our employees, and we've made a lot of changes in Oroville, but these mandates continue to get more intrusive on our citizens. And so when they were they're wanting us to shut down businesses and whatnot, we gave a directive to our police officers to simply just educate and not shut down businesses and not arrest anybody. Because we have a Walmart here in town, and you know, it's packed full, but they were saying close down small businesses and close down the churches. But now they are wanting to push the vaccine inside. And so for me, it's one thing to ask somebody to put a mask on their body and you can just disobey. But another thing when they begin to mandate putting something in your body, and that I believe is the time for people to stand up and not just disobey, but actually publicly resist.
Oroville is just an hour's drive north of Sacramento. You can see the longest partial lunar eclipse in hundreds of years this week. Friday's eclipse will last 3 hours, 28 minutes, and 23 seconds, marking it the longest in centuries. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. And as we, look out over the horizon, and around our culture today, technocracy abounds. It has really enveloped us. And the challenge that we have with this technocratic environment is how do we use it and not be abused by it? And, up to now, out of convenience and the way it's invaded every aspect of our lives, we've embraced technocracy without realizing fully what the consequences are. And Patrick Wood, who has been, screaming from the rooftops and warning everybody as the watchman on the wall about technocracy and its diabolical implications. And, and here it is all these years later, all that Patrick said that was going to happen is happening and has happened right before our eyes. But meanwhile, we're so addicted to this technocracy that it's like we can't help ourselves. And I want to bring Patrick Wood. He's on with us now, the technocracy expert and author. Patrick, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Bill. Doing just fine. Thank you.
Well, this is the trap, right? I mean, the honeypot trap of technocracy. We have bought into its usefulness when it for good and convenience and all that. But when it is used against us to trap us, then that's when evil comes in, right?
Well, it is. And, one could say that evil knows no bounds as far as the physical things in the world is concerned. Anything can be used for evil, for sure. We love technology when it serves us. But when we are made to serve technology, that's a whole other aspect that is a horse of a different color completely.
And what we have to be mindful of, and you've been warning us of this as well, are the people that control technocracy. Because what we're seeing with some of these whistleblowers, just, Facebook as an example, is that here they knowingly were aware of what they were doing, and in order to drive clicks, they didn't care about the impact that it was having on individuals, young teenagers, girls, suicides, things that their activity were. It's like they're disconnected from it. There's no ethics involved here. And this is the dangerous part of it, isn't it?
Well, it is. And this is why it's important to understand what technocracy is historically, where it came from, what its philosophical roots were. But basically, the concept of technocracy is social engineering, and it's a very dispassionate type of an ideology. It doesn't care about humans as being exceptional beings. Humans are just considered to be like other animals of the planet, like cattle and pigs and maybe insects in the forest. So this very low view of humanity has led to almost an anti-humanity policy by these technocrats all around the world. and people shake their head out of
They're self-elevated. They self-elevate themselves and pull themselves away from, you know, the common man because, oh, my God, you know, thank God for the common man and these little, you know, maybe human insects that we're here because if it wasn't for us, it would be absolute chaos, right?
Well, that's
the arrogance of it is just, it's indescribable. And it galls me that somehow they have put themselves in the position of God and thinking that they can determine the lives of every human being on this planet. I mean, this is, on its face, Patrick, this is evil. It's absolute evil.
Well, as a religious proposition, there are two religions in view here. They're in conflict in the world today. One, I would say, would be Christianity. The other is the worship of science. And this, in the last century, this was identified as scientism. Scientism believes that science is the ultimate arbiter of truth about reality and the nature of man. And scientism rejects all other schools of thought, including philosophy, ethics, the Bible. It has no use for those things whatsoever because if science can't prove it, it doesn't exist to these people. So they're running the world right now. This is the problem. They are running the world and creating policies and stuff that are literally anti-human, anti-civilizational. And this is a conflict between the two, you know, I say at this point, two major religions of the world that have emerged. Well, not about Christianity didn't emerge, but this other religion has emerged. And all of a sudden we find it is now the dominant thing in society all around the planet. It's not just in America. It's everywhere.
Right. Yeah, and I think that's what people need to understand, that it's that pervasive, and it's going head to head. And you've got people of faith, Christians, who are kind of going along to get along because they're not doctrinally sound. They don't know how to discern the truth from a lie, and they've bought into this deception. Now, we were warned as people of faith, we were clearly warned in God's word that there would be this type of deception that would run rampant, and this is running. And the thing is that here in America, you know, good or bad, you know, the communication systems being what they are, even though they're choked down and controlled and propagandized, you know, some of the truth still gets out. And when it comes to scientists, I mean, how much credibility do you want to give Dr. Anthony Fauci after he's been all over the place and the other scientists who have been front and center because of COVID, Patrick? I mean, to me, I think there's been more of a loss of credibility by the everyman person towards the scientists, and whatever power and influence they have, it's been won by apprehension, by, just going in and just, in a sense, kind of stealing the power by scaring the holy what have you out of people. And, you know, and we still want to listen to them when, if you track what they've said, you know, like all manner of anybody who, you know, that you listen to, you know, we talk about credibility. We talk about consistency. You know, how is their performance? What's their batting average on things they've gotten right? And here it is, the scientific community that claims to be God, and they're all knowing, you know, how much have they gotten right about COVID?
Well, very little, actually, but that's the whole point of it. There is nothing right about COVID from the get-go. They knew that, but they have no problem using pseudoscience to quote-unquote, prove their point. And this is what they have done. It's just pseudoscience. It's no better science than the science of climate alarmism was before the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Actually, that's still here, too. But it's all based on pseudoscience. And it's selling a bill of goods to people that can't tell the difference between real science and pseudoscience. There's nothing wrong with real science, the observation of things in nature and the world and physics and so on. But when you take pseudoscience and make stuff up, it's an altogether different story.
Yeah, and that's the thing that's so frustrating is that they make it up and then they get cover by the media outlets, including social media. They've become a protected class, you know, to our own demise. I mean, how many people have died unnecessarily because of the obstinance of this pseudoscience, Patrick? I mean, this is amazing. And I want to talk more about that when we come back. We're talking with Patrick Wood, the technocratic expert, right here with the Bill Martinez Show. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Radio continues to be an effective way to reach people in areas that might not have heard the gospel before. But the Tide Ministry also uses other creative means to spread the good news. In Pakistan, where 98% of the residents are non-Christian, staff on the ground promote and upload the regular radio broadcasts through WhatsApp for distribution to listeners who have access to the internet. The Tide Ministry has also started a Middle East children's program, which uses attention-catching puppet shows to provide a creative forum to answer any questions and to break down barriers for children in the Middle East to come to Jesus as Savior. As unconventional as these methods might seem, our goal is to spread the love of Christ to all people around the world, no matter the avenue. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry is creatively sharing the good news of Jesus Christ worldwide through media and partnerships, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. Patrick Wood continues with us, the technocracy expert. You know, Patrick, we were talking about this faux science and the information. This is such a mess. I mean, we're over 760,000 reported deaths by COVID, although the CDC, a month and a half ago, said clearly COVID-only deaths represent less than 5% of the number, which is about half the deaths of a normal flu season. But this has been exaggerated to such a degree that really it loses a lot of credibility. If you want to get people to look at this war against this pandemic and to be united against it, you cannot do this with false pretense and false information, because I don't know what you're thinking. Is the people aren't going to look at these things? They're not going to understand what's going on. They don't have a sense that this whole thing has been over politicized. I mean, there's a recent video with a doctor, Dr. Ryan Cole, and he's, as he says by his own admission, he's over credentialed. He's got so many doctorates and degrees. He says, "Yeah, I spent a lot of time in school." He says, "But I learned a lot, and I know a lot." And as a doctor who has who's an expert in epidemiology, he says he just can't believe that of all these deaths at the time when he did this video, there were 16,000 reported deaths from VARS, which it's pretty well, I guess, accepted that the numbers with VARS are underreported, and we understand why, because it doesn't show well when you talk about what are the number of people who have died post-vaccination. It's quite astounding. At that time, it was 16,000 people that had died post-vaccination. Now, he says, as a doctor in our profession, autopsy tells you everything you want to know. It gives you all the information that you need to know in order how to, deal with vaccines or, all the other things that you need to know about this war and this pandemic that we're dealing with. And he was shocked to understand that there had only been, out of 16,000 deaths, there had only been one autopsy. So, I mean, think about it. They are doing everything they can to tamp down the information and to keep us in the dark. And then they get upset because a guy like Aaron Rodgers says, "Look, it's my body. I'm concerned about what goes into it. I've been an athlete all my life. I've been a student of this. I'm not that I'm Aaron Rodgers, but I'm of the same mindset. So that when I contracted COVID back in March." I went to my doctor. I've continued to do evaluations. In fact, just did a blood test here recently. And my antibodies, because you hear these doctors and, Dr. Walensky and others say, "Well, natural immunity might last about 4 or 5 months." Well, I'll tell you what, for me, it's 8, 9 months going strong. And this is just one example. I don't know about other people because they're not doing a deep dive, and looking into natural immunity. Which is, if you think that we're having a war on pandemic, we would want the holistic, the totality of the information. And this is something that the government is purposely skirting.
Now, purposely is almost an understatement. There's a news release just this last week that the CDC responded to a very specific and detailed FOIA request for information, which is a common thing in government now. And they responded to this FOIA request. They wanted to know all of the records. They wanted to receive all the records that the CDC had that detailed natural immune transmissions. In other words, if you're naturally immune, how many people have actually transmitted the disease? The CDC wrote back in response to this legal document, this legal FOIA request, "We have nothing. Zero."
Wow.
No documents whatsoever. So by their own admission, they're making statements now about the naturally immune.
Mm-hmm.
Complete nonsense, they say. You can transmit it just as good as anybody else. But they have, by their own admission, no documents to support that theory whatsoever. It's smoke and mirrors of the worst kind. There's zero behind it. And yet they've made up a complete doctrine that, well, forget natural immunity, it's worthless. You're mm-hmm. going to transmit even worse than a vaccinated person will. And now, of course, they know that's absolutely not true.
Exactly. And there's no data to support these statements. That's what they say, things so broad brushly, if I can say that word, and in such a way. And then, of course, it's pure it turns out to be pure propaganda. And I got to tell you, if I was in the scientific community, if I had any conscience or any sense of ethics, I'd be embarrassed for my profession.
I think a lot of people are embarrassed for their profession, honestly. There have been countless thousands of scientists and doctors and medical professionals and nurses who have stood up and protested this whole thing. But, of course, the mainstream media doesn't give them any voice, like the frontline doctors have been canceled and sent
exactly
into oblivion. Mm-hmm. And there are plenty of doctors who are standing up and medical professionals who see through this, but they're simply not getting the airplay of what they have to say.
Well, and doctors are being, like you said, canceled. They're losing their jobs because they see that these therapeutics are working like ivermectin. And there was a recent study yesterday I was reading about another doctor that lost their position and with a hospital because they believed in ivermectin. Well, you know, doctors of all people don't believe in something if they're not seeing it with their own eyes. I mean, they're there to do no harm. They want to serve the patient. And if something is working, whether it's hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin or any of these other therapeutics, if they find out what's working, as we have found out in other countries even, that have discovered that ivermectin has had positive results. And here, all we do is the media, you know, blackballs it and invalidates it at the expense of people's lives being saved, Patrick.
Well, that's right. And I've heard stories. I just heard one just this week of a doctor who has treated 2,000 COVID patients over the last year and a half, has not sent one patient to the hospital as a result. They've all recovered. Every single one has recovered. No patient sent to the hospital for treatment. And yet, this doctor has been vilified by the medical establishment as spreading misinformation and false information. It's absolute nonsense. The doctor is using a protocol that works, early treatment protocol, that has saved all of her patients. And yet that's completely ignored and even scorned and ridiculed by the medical establishment. This is what historically we have called gaslighting.
Exactly.
Telling you once it's true when there's absolutely no evidence to support it.
And you think something is critical as the medical field. I mean, really, this bespeaks and underlies the potential effectiveness of a national program like Obamacare, that you are going to put your hands into, you know, a government-controlled doctors that do as the government says to do, not what they in their hearts know to do. Is there some connection here, or am I off base?
No, there's a tremendous connection, I think. You know, and again, this has nothing to do with health at this point. This is just pure tyranny, in my opinion. But there have been patients, for instance, a heart patient up in Washington State, who was on a list for a heart transplant. And so as he's waiting for it, seriously ill, his doctor tells him he has to take the vaccine. And he says, no, I'm not taking a vaccine because, heart inflammation, all that kind of stuff. I'm waiting for
my heart. Right.
Well, they took him off the transplant list because he refused to get a vaccine. So he's going to die anyway. This is not do no harm. This is just the opposite of do no harm. We're going to decide, you, sir, if you refuse, no matter what your heart is, you refuse to take a vaccine, we sentence you to death.
About 40 seconds left here, Patrick. At your website, you say everything you need to know about informed consent. Tell everybody where they can go and get this information that is so needed, because many people are having to deal with their businesses and their companies that are telling them that they need to get vaccinated. What do they need to know?
Yes, I'll tell you. Well, they can go to my professional website, which is technocracy.news. All things technocracy are there. If they want to fight back, they need to go to citizensforfreespeech.org and learn what they can do in the local community to fight back against some of this stuff.
He's our technocracy expert, Patrick Wood. Thank you, Patrick. Take care. Happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You too.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Shante, can you sweep that, please?
Mina's salon business is growing faster than she can keep up with. She needs a new shop manager before her bookings go out of style.
Curtain bangs and balayage would look so good on you. Just hang on one second. Can you please answer that?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden signed the $1 trillion infrastructure bill into law Monday before a celebratory crowd on the White House lawn. About 800 invited guests were on hand. President Biden called for better and more honest communications between the United States and China during a virtual call with Chinese President Xi Jinping. During the V-call, Biden said the U.S. opposes unilateral efforts to change the status quo or undermine peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait. It should be noted that two did not discuss anything involving COVID-19. 67-year-old Steve Bannon turned himself in and appeared before a judge to face criminal contempt charges for defying a subpoena from Congress January 6 committee. Bannon did not enter a plea Monday and is due back in court on Thursday. After the court proceedings, Mr. Bannon said he will be taking on the Biden regime in fighting the charges. USA Radio News.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word gold to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word gold to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word gold to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text gold to 48542.
Bill Martinez here, and it is wish list season, you know, and with us from Nordstrom's, live from their flagship in New York City, is Kate Bellman. She's the Nordstrom Managing Fashion Editor, and we're here to talk about the shopping season and how to get started early this year. But if for some reason you haven't started yet, well, fret you none. She's got all the insider tips that you need to take note of. Kate, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Good, Bill. Thank you so much for having me back. I appreciate it.
Well, let's talk about the holiday shopping season. How is this year going to be different from years past?
You know what? We're really anticipating a return to in-store shopping this year. I mean, as you mentioned, I'm standing in the middle of the New York City flagship store. It's hustling and bustling. Customers are out. They're excited. There's great energy. And likewise, we are excited to welcome them back. We have so many fantastic things going on in the store. We really hope to be the one-stop shop destination for our customers this year for all things holiday, whether it's the best of gifts, the most festive experiences, or the most convenient services. That means everything from working with a free gift expert, whether that's online and in stores. This is just our knowledgeable fleet of experts that know all the product in the store and online. You can literally hand them your wish list. They'll fulfill it and check it twice and you know, get you something for everyone on your list. Also buy online, pick up in store. You know, that's another great way to get product to our customers quickly. They can go onto the website and filter by pick up today or pick up tomorrow. Go to a local Nordstrom or Nordstrom Rack at their convenience and pick it up. And if they don't feel like getting out of their car, which I don't blame them, it's getting a little cold out there, stay in their car. We have curbside pickup. So lots of fantastic services to kind of take the load off and help us make our customers merry this season.
Well, especially right now in New York, you got a little bit of weather you're dealing with, and that's the nature of the city. You never know, but what's going to happen weather-wise. I mean, I've been in there a couple times with and experienced some Northeasters that are all kinds of fun. They cause you to stand up straight and bring you to attention really quick when that wind comes out to
they
you.
They sure right? do. They sure do. So great point. Stay in your car. Let us bring the gift to you.
Right, exactly. And the great gifts that you've got, you know, gifts for the home, you've got, cozy robes. And, of course, cookware is hot. It's always hot for whatever reason, but a lot of color this year with cookware, right?
A lot of color. We actually are seeing a lot of color in cookware. Great brands from Grape Jones, Food 52, and then we have classics like All Clad. So cookware is always a great gift, especially for the new homeowner. You know, our home category right now is amazing. There's so much newness happening there. I always think that's a great option for, as I said, a new homeowner or a hostess gift as well. We have these beautiful glasses from Estelle Glassware, mix and match color. As you reference color, you're on top of it, Bill. So why not give a set of wine glasses with a bottle of wine to your hostess and you're all set?
Well, and tell our audience about the do-it-yourself craft set, speaking of the new homeowners.
Absolutely. We have such fun and novel, playful sets this year, whether it's for the man in your life. We have the, you know, soft beer and pretzel cheese-making kit or the pickle kit, but also for the kids, too. So, you know, we always have a great toy assortment, but this year we're really leaning into, as you said, these kits, especially for the kids and the sense of discovery, whether it's a new science kit or a candy lab or a dough-making kit. So, you know, a lot of things came out of the pandemic, but I think one of those things is we just wanted to be entertained and have fun at home, and these are really great options to do that, and they're just fun, novel, kind of quirky gifts for anyone on your list.
Exactly. Well, and there at Nordstrom's, you've got, Kate, some gift-giving inspiration this year. Tell our audience about this.
Absolutely. Like I said, we really hope Nordstrom to be the one-stop shop destination for gift-giving. We really have you covered for everyone on your list. For women, for the woman in your life and on your list, it's all about making it luxe, really make her feel luxurious. We have some perfect cashmere sweaters at really sharp price points. Beauty sets. Beauty is my go-to. It's the one-size-fits-all luxury set. Everyone from our favorite brands, from Kiehl's to MAC to Charlotte Tilbury. And this is a great opportunity for women to try something new. Chic accessories and tote bags. A new UGG boot always makes a fantastic gift. And this is really the time of year to give pajamas, too. And we have some really novel printed pajamas that just match any personality. Equally for men, you know, we really see men getting outdoors and embracing cold weather activities. So not only do we want them to feel functional, but have some fashion in there as well. So really wonderful options from brands like Red Wing Boots. You get a great pair of work or hike boots. And our outdoor and performance brands like Outdoor Research or Cotopaxi, L.L. Bean. Tech. I just think tech is such a great gift. It's the gift that keeps on giving, such as a Bose noise-canceling headphones. This is something they're going to use year-round. So a lot of great options for men. And I will lastly put in a plug for skincare for men. It's not something that they generally buy themselves. Yes. So why not use the holidays as a time to get it in front of them, have them try something new. Great sets from Jack Black and Malin and Goetz. So that's another fantastic option.
You know, and I'm glad they're offering skincare for men. I mean, women have been able to, kind of captivate that category. But, you know, skincare for men, that's a good thing. And I'm glad that, men are stepping up and the producers of skincare are stepping up as well and giving some great options. We're talking with Kate Vellman. She's a Nordstrom's managing fashion editor. And, Kate, I do want to talk a little bit about the online holiday shopping experience through Nordstrom's. Tell us more about that, if you would.
Absolutely. You know, we're really, whether it's in stores or online, to your point, we're really encouraging our customers to make a holiday plan and shop early. So, whether it's coming to the website and using our gifting categories that we offer, these really curated experience, whether it's gifts under 100 or gifts by recipient. So we've really curated the online experience and hope to take the guesswork out of it for the customer. Like I said, you can also use an expert gift free gift expert, which is available online as well. So a lot of really great and useful tools and resources online for holiday shopping this year.
You know, Kate, I've got to be honest with you. I've been a fan of Nordstrom's. It just seems like forever. I just appreciated their, you know, customer service. As some would say, it's their customer centric. But it's not only that. I mean, it extends outside the building. You know, Nordstrom's has always been a positive contributor to local communities. They've just always have had a giving heart, and they've not held anything back. And this Christmas season, they're doing it again. Explain to our audience some ways that they can give back this season, like Nordstrom's.
It's so true. I mean, this year more than ever, we really think it's important to give back and give back to our community. We have two fantastic organizations we're partnering with. The first is Operation Warmth, who Nordstrom is partnering with. Starting November 30th, for a $10 gifting tag, customers have the opportunity to purchase this gifting tag, and that goes towards giving a child in need the gift of a coat. You know, that's the gift of warmth. So this is such an incredible partnership that we have going on with Operation Warmth. The second opportunity is Big Brother Big Sister, a fantastic organization that we all know and love, partnering with Nordstrom Rack. Very similarly, customers have the opportunity starting November 30th to buy a $10 Sponsor the Moment tag. And what that tag does is partner adults and youth in the community for mentorship and support. So anything from, you know, learning how to tie a tie or homework help. So we are so excited to partner with these organizations and partner with our customers to really give back this holiday season.
That is so awesome. I just am so grateful again. This kind of warms my heart even more so for Nordstrom's and the spirit that they, you know, project out into the community. And you can be a partner with them. And, you know, Kate, I cannot thank you enough for sharing the idea and for sharing these tips for us this season. Kate Bellman, who is the Nordstrom's managing fashion editor. As we wrap things up, Kate, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Absolutely. All the information you need to make merry this holiday season is on Nordstrom.com and NordstromRack.com. The best curated gifts, as I said, and then all of the details of the services that you might need to get you through this holiday.
Well, Kate Bellman, have a great Thanksgiving and a great holiday.
You too,
and thanks
Bill.
Again. You take care. Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much.
Right.
Take care. You too.
It.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, team, we landed the contract!
Yes! Taya's web design studio just landed the gig of a lifetime.
It starts next week.
Their staff needs to double before the dream deal becomes a nightmare.
Front end, back end, a project manager.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
COVID is spiking again, and it's just not clear how to keep your family safe. Fever is the leading symptom of COVID, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. Get it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 117-12. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603-77. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you daddy.
You know, we love it when Al Parada comes on. If nothing else, just because... You know, we get to hear some Ryman Paul Simon and Head Bob. I mean, why not? Hey, Al, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good. Dancing around that song. Yeah, shaking
hey.
It.
Why not? Managing editor of the stream.org. Al Parada joins us now. And of course, all eyes are on this Kyle Rittenhouse jury deliberation. And, you know, are we going to end up with another Nick Sandman situation after everything is all said and done? The mainstream media, I mean, including the president of the United States, referring to Rittenhouse as a white supremacist. This is bad on so many levels, Al.
Oh, yeah. If there's justice, not only will he be acquitted, but he will own a bunch of him and Sandman will go in and partner and own like CNN, MSNBC,
right.
plus Biden Inc.
Yes, you know? Exactly. Yeah, you imagine that? Yeah, they might want to try to offer him Kenosha, but there's nothing left. It's all burnt down. So, you know, and it's going to be a long time coming before you get some of those, you know, chain stores coming back after what they allowed to happen. I mean, really, the thing is, it's so ironic about this at the end of the day is that here Kyle Rittenhouse is, he's on trial, but really who's on trial is the leadership of Kenosha, Wisconsin, are they not? I mean, because of them, you have Kyle Rittenhouse.
Exactly. I mean, you know, why would he, you know, be called in? You know, he has to be there, but why would he feel the need to protect his city only because his city wasn't being protected? And that includes not being brought in. You know, Trump would have sent him in, but you need the governor to do it, and Wisconsin's governor didn't do it. The situation was created by the lack of leadership and the lack of protecting that city, and that city's going to feel it.
And the sad thing about it, Al, you and I are the only ones talking. Very few people are talking about this, is putting the onus, you know, these people that died right there at the footstool of these politicians that refused help because, you know, it was Donald Trump offering. I mean, Donald Trump, you know, common sense logically said, hey, look, we'll send you help. No, we've got it under control. Really? I mean, your community is burning. Businesses are being blighted. All this stuff that's going on. And it was really, really ripe for a response. And I think all things considered, after this summer of love and everything that went on, what, nearly $4 billion worth of damage, this really pales in significance compared to everything else that happened, you know, whether we're talking Portland, Seattle, you know, other states that were, you know, affected by, you know, Antifa and, you know, BLM.
Yeah. And the thing is, you know, the Portlands, the Minneapolis, like you said, they're big cities. Big cities can take a punch. I mean, yeah. If they have any brains, but they can take a punch, whether it be a natural disaster or otherwise. You take a little town that gets hit like this. This is, you know, this is bad. This is, you know, worse in a way because it's wiped out in a way, and that's the horror, that's the tragedy of it. And this poor kid was trying to help.
Yes.
And that's the end of, that's really the story. And yes, that closing of the prosecutor yesterday was just
wretched. Yeah.
Like made it out like, you know, this was the rioters who are destroying the city, including these, you know, criminals and thugs and pedophiles and wife, you know, girlfriend beaters. These are heroes. This is a crowd of heroes. Are you nuts?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and the deal is also his demonstration of holding that AR. I mean, how ludicrous. I mean, here it is. First of all, you know, as one commentator says, here we come off the Alec Baldwin, you know, thinking he had a cold prop and found out it wasn't. Although he did. I mean, he did say, hey, did you check the gun? Are you sure, you know, all ammunition has been removed? But yet he raised it up. And anybody who is a common sense gun owner knows that, first of all, if you're holding a gun, you don't point it at anybody. He was pointing it at the jurors. And number one. Number two, if you notice, his finger was on the trigger. What an income. I mean, you know, what they ought to do, that city ought to do, is take that prosecutor and say, look, we're going to take you to, you know, to range school. You're going to learn how to operate a gun properly and understand the first, you know, the first maxim of any gun owner is you always treat every gun as if it's loaded. That is number one. You treat it as it's loaded. Number two is you do not put your finger on the trigger unless, you know, you've got a target in sight and you're ready to fire the weapon. You do not put your finger on the trigger. I mean, this is just such gross malfeasance and a demonstration that, my God, you know, you don't want any kids to see this, to think that's the way that you responsibly handle a gun. This is a prosecutor, an attorney, in a legal case, giving the poorest of demonstrations of gun safety. It's disgusting.
Okay. Well, hey, let's go one step worse. These are juries that know that they're being threatened with their lives for if they come back with a...
You won't have the National Guard take care of the problem before it happens, but now you'll have the National Guard there just in case after this trial, right? Unbelievable.
Yeah. Follow me here. If you're in the jury, you know that there are people who are taking photos, that you're going to be docked, that if you bring back an innocent verdict, you could be in danger, and the prosecutor points a gun at you.
Yes.
What is your instinctive reaction? I'm taking a fear.
Yes, exactly. Well,
that's a jury intimidation on some level. Mm-hmm. It might have been, whether it was conscious or not, it was more just, okay, he was careless with a gun. To me, that was like it could have been perceived by the jury as a threat.
Yes, exactly. It'll be interesting. No, it's a good point. It'll be interesting if some people may have felt that way, and I think that's a legitimate possibility. Why not? But sadly, here it is, the legal system. I think that on one hand, when you look at the whole process, I mean, it really speaks of you know, the kind of government that we have and the legal system, when it's allowed to operate, taken out of the, you know, the venue of street justice or any kind of, you know, court of public opinion. Here you've gone through and you've listened to all the evidence and allow itself to play out. Now, here we are, you know, government's really, and the FBI is willing to go over themselves to protect, you know, school board members and teachers and that sort of thing. Let me tell you what they need to up their game on is anybody who serves on a jury, and if anybody should intimidate a juror before, after, somewhere in between, that there should not be any quarter reserved for them. That this should be a serious violation, and it should be treated as such, that we will not allow jurors to be cooled or in any way, whether it's by a prosecutor or by an interested party. I mean, that's absurd that we're, you know, we've had enough history where juries have been cooled and they've been affected like this. And, you know, there should be, you know, laws enacted and enforced in such a way that protect the integrity of these, of the jury process.
Yes, and definitely. And, the interesting thing is, we will see, is whether this jury was intimidated or whether they follow the facts.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. I mean, I can't imagine sitting in that jury and having that prosecutor basically insult your town.
Exactly.
You know, when they're like, oh, yeah, the guy was swinging a chain. Oh, so he's setting a trash bin on fire that he was pushing towards a gas station. Oh, gee, why would we mix gas? You know, what could possibly happen if you push, you know, have a bunch of big flames near a gas station? You know, oh, it's nothing. He was using the N-word at a BLM rally. And, it's not, I mean, I'd be insulted, too.
Without a doubt. Well, you only wish you could put the prosecutor in Kyle Rittenhouse's shoes. If he was there being chased down and attacked, had somebody wielding a skateboard, another guy with a Glock getting ready to fire at any second, and this guy has no understanding whatsoever about the seconds that the way seconds happen. I mean, and we're talking fractions of seconds when it comes to a gunshot. A really fine line and a short period of time between life and death. And this prosecutor acts like as if, well, he didn't, you know, like, you know, he didn't fire the gun. Well, wait a minute. He had the gun aimed at him. What did you think
he's going to do, you know?
Crazy.
show him how nice and fancy the handle is? No. I mean, and also, I mean, you see, again, you know, part of his job, but still, Rittenhouse could have done this. There was his drone shot. Well, he could have done this. He could have done that. You know, Kyle Rittenhouse is on his back. He didn't have a drone shot of
right. Exactly.
Do what he had. You know, it's that kind of thing. It's just, you know, let's put this. You're right. Put this guy, this kid, you know, this kid's shoes. And for that matter, let's ask a really honest question to the prosecutor: who would you rather show up to pick up your daughter, Kyle Rittenhouse, or any of the people he shot?
Exactly. No, good point. Good point. Yeah. You got to check out Al's column. He's got especially a column about Ashley Biden's diary. That kind of came and went as quick as they wanted it to get out of Dodge after the FBI raided Project Veritas's James O'Keefe's home over a diary exposing disturbing family secrets. Well, imagine, like, we're surprised. I mean, you know, we've got plenty of family secrets being revealed by Hunter, and I guess now the daughter as well, huh?
Yes, exactly. And they tell a very disturbing picture.
What a messed up family, boy! I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Al Prada, check it out. Stream.org. He's the managing editor there. Thank you, Al.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift. An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of paint
pain relief, and extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay heating pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do the